violence and lost liberty will result without some revolutionary thinking. Of course, it could all be a bad dream, a nightmare, and that I'm seriously mistaken, and that my worries are unfounded. I hope so. But just in case, we ought to prepare ourselves for revolutionary changes in the not-too-distant future.
Our justice system now must be embarrassed and shamed to do their jobs correctly. We as citizens have given them a pass to sit in office and not truly care about their constituency but care about corporate interests and keeping systemic racism alive. Now we must hold their feet to the fire. Step number one. Find your state representatives at this link. https://ballotpedia.org/elections. Just type in your address and it will tell you who is running. Step number 2. Insert your representative's name into the blanks of this document at this link. http://tinyurl.com/FUMovement. 2. Insert your local and state representatives' names. Our aim is to protect basic civil rights and reduce the racial tension in the United States of America. The laws that have been created and the constitutional amendments are being ignored. These infringements have contributed to civil occupation and a systematic disregard for basic human rights. We the people believe that changing the law of police conduct will protect and enhance the quality of life for all citizens regardless of race, gender, political affiliation, socio-economic status or creed. Many representatives are up for election re-election and must feel the presence of the people on November 4, 2016. We would like all officials running for office to commit themselves to enacting the following changes to law enforcement. 1. Police officers must have clear protocol when approaching any situation. Officers of the law must announce using their name and badge number. Officers must immediately state the offense then Mirandize until a superior who actually understands constitutional law arrives on the scene. There must always be backup. This is to ensure the safety of both the officer and civilian. 2. All officers of the law must wear body cameras. If a body camera or camera footage is removed or tampered with by officers, they are to be automatically terminated immediately. 3. All incidences regarding police misconduct must be brought to a board consisting of members within that community. 4. Officers of the law cannot use military-grade weapons or technology on civilians. Officers must use non-deadly intervention techniques, i.e. taser, beanbag, tranquilizer, etc. If an officer uses deadly force prior to using multiple non-deadly intervention techniques, they should be terminated. 5. The monetization of crimes and quotas to increase state revenue must stop. This has only been detrimental to minority and low-income communities. This will also stop the monetization of the prison complex. These are concerns of upstanding citizens who will once again use their right to vote to allow their voices to be heard. We want change within state legislatures immediately. The people of these United States want their freedom unchained. Please write, tweet, email, and call all representatives in your area if you agree this is about laws, not likes. We are looking for a commitment not just from our representatives to change but also from the people to hold them accountable. Step 3. Record your stance, visual or text, and share out to the representatives and your friends' followers on social media. If you opt to change your profile pic to the following photo, http://tinyurl.com/fupado. All links are included in the episode description.